Hello, good evening. Hello, good evening. Yes, ma'am,
Hi.
My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us. Hello, ma'am?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Thank you. My first question to you would be, ma'am, is what is the year of your birth?
1974.
Perfect, ma'am. All right, and what is the highest level of education you have completed, ma'am?
A master's degree.
Great. All right, and would you say you're of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Say that again?
Would you say you're of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, ma'am. What would you say is your race?
Black woman.
Great. All right, moving on, ma'am. Would you say you're registered to vote or you're not registered, ma'am?
I'm registered.
Okay, ma'am. And moving on, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections, ma'am? Would you say you're almost certain, probably 50-50, or probably not going to vote?
Oh, I'm certain.
Okay, ma'am. And how motivated are you to vote in November 2024 election on a scale of a 0 to 10, ma'am? 0 means you are not at all motivated. 10 means you're extremely motivated.
10.
Okay, ma'am. All right. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create a change in your community? Again, rating in a scale of 0 to 10. All right. 0 means your vote has no power. 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
10.
10. Okay, ma'am. And thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year, ma'am? Would you say abortion, criminal justice reform, voting rights and democracy, climate change, racism and discrimination, student loan forgiveness, crime and violence, cost of living and inflation, health care, Israel-Palestine conflict, immigration, any of those or any two that stand out to you the most?
I would say criminal justice.
Okay.
And abortion, healthcare.
Okay, no problem. All right, and I would like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale of a 0 to a 10, ma'am. 10 means that you have a very favorable opinion towards them. All right, 0 means that you have a very unfavorable opinion towards them. You can use any number from a 0 to a 10. All right, so for example, I have Hakeem Jeffries. From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate him?
Honestly, I'm not familiar with who that is.
No problem. What about Donald Trump from a 0 to a 10?
0.
Okay. And Republicans in Congress from a 0 to a 10?
3.
Okay. And Kamala Harris from a 0 to a 10?
7.
7. Okay. What about Democrats in Congress from a 0 to a 10?
I would say 7.
Okay. And Joe Biden from a 0 to a 10?
Saying 7.
A 7. Okay. Moving on quickly, ma'am. If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote, ma'am? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or a third party?
I would vote Joe Biden.
Okay. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 election, for President Donald Trump or Joe Biden, ma'am?
You didn't hear me? Joe Biden.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. All right. If the 2024 election...
Okay.
If the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, ma'am? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
The Democratic.
Okay. And when it comes to the campaign promises that President Biden made to black people during the 2020 election, would you say that he has kept all his promises, kept most of his promises, kept some of his promises, or kept few of his promises, or not kept any of his promises?
I'm not going to say, I don't want to answer that one. I don't want to say something and without, you know, really, like, researching and giving a really, you know, educated answer.
No problem, ma'am. Your opinion is highly valued to us. Well, ma'am, which would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits? All right, or would it make no difference? For example, wants to build black wealth, would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress like that?
Oh, I'm more likely.
All right, man. Would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
All right, what about grows the economy? Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate like that?
Oh, more likely.
Much more or somewhat more, ma'am?
Much more.
It brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress like that?
More likely.
Would you say much more or somewhat more, ma'am?
Much more.
Okay, and puts people over politics. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate like that?
No, much more.
Much more likely. Okay. Looks out for people like me. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate like that?
Like who?
Looks out for people like me. Would you say you're more likely or
like
less
likely? Like myself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. More. Of course. More. I would say not me specifically, but you know, just people in general.
Oh, okay.
But more likely.
Oh, okay.
More likely.
Would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Right. Defends democracy. Would you say you're more likely or less likely to support a candidate like that?
Much more likely.
Okay. And secures the border. Would you be much more, more likely or less likely to support a candidate like that?
Somewhat likely. More likely.
Somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely, Matt?
I'm kind of neutral about that, but I'll say somewhat more likely.
Okay. Moving on quickly, ma'am. Thank you for your response. For each of the following priorities or traits, I just want you to rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well. 0 means it does not describe them well at all. So, protects abortion rights, ma'am, from a 0 to a 10. How much do you feel it describes them?
I'm sorry. Can you start from the beginning? I didn't hear anything. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, for the following priorities or traits, all right, how well do you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of a 0 to a 10, ma'am? 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well. 0 means it does not describe them well at all. So the first one says, protects abortion rights from a 0 to a 10?
I would say 8.
An 8. What about wants to build black wealth from a 0 to a 10?
I would say 4.
A 4? Okay. Is too woke. W-O-K-E is too woke from a 0 to a 10?
That Congress is too woke?
Mm-hmm. How well do you feel? Yeah.
5, I guess.
A 5. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable from a 0 to a 10?
Oh, geez. I would say 4.
Okay. Is honest and ethical from a 0 to a 10?
Oh, goodness. I would say 5.
A 5. Is effective and gets things done from a 0 to a 10?
5.
Okay. And fights racism and discrimination from a 0 to a 10?
5.
I'm sorry, you said
5.
5. Okay, ma'am. And moving on quickly, thank you so for your response, ma'am. I'm going to read to you some statements that people have made. For each one, I just want you to rate the statement on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. All right, 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. So the first one says, ma'am, as a middle-class mother, all right, I've been able to feed my family thanks to the Democrat American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. From a 0 to a 10, how motivated are you?
How motivated am I to do what?
Oh, let me read again, ma'am. All right, so I'm just, these statements, okay, for each one, I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means it makes you extremely, 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. All right, 0 means it does not, 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. So I have the first one. As a middle-class mother, I've been able to feed my family thanks to the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that, ma'am?
I'd say a 7. 8.
7.
Eight.
Okay, ma'am. All right. As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic. From a 0 to a 10. How motivated are you, ma'am?
8.
An 8. All right. And as a recent college graduate, I was one of the 3.6 million borrowers who had $127 billion in student loans eliminated under Democratic leadership. This relief will help me get a head start and secure my economic future in uncertain times. From a 0 to a 10?
8.
All right. And as a young American just entering the workforce, I've seen more good-paying jobs become available as the unemployment rate for Black Americans like me is at a historical low level under Democratic leadership. From a 0 to a 10.
Can you repeat that one again? I'm sorry.
Sure. As a young American just entering the workforce, I've seen more good-paying jobs become available as the unemployment rate for Black Americans like me is at a historical low level under Democratic leadership. From a 0 to a 10, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. An 8.
All right. And as a senior, my prescription drug prices have gone down because Democrats in Congress cap prices for people like me with a month's supply of insulin for seniors, now $35, and seniors' out-of-pocket expenses at a pharmacy now cap at $2,000 a year. From a 0 to a 10, how motivated would you say you are, ma'am?
8.
All right, moving on quickly, ma'am. Thank you for your responses. I'm going to read to you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. I just want you to select two or three actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. So the first one is, cut credit card maintenance fees from $32 to $8. Invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, lower the cost of prescription drugs and cap and insulin costs at $35 for senior, invested in Black small business ownership and entrepreneurship, invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing, sent out $1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan, eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers, brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans. Any two or three, ma'am, that stand out most to you?
I would say that the reduction in the Black unemployment rate, reducing the healthcare costs.
Okay, I'm reducing the healthcare costs, no problem. All right, and
How much longer?
Oh, we're almost done.
How much longer we have to go?
That's okay, ma'am. But you are driving, right? You did mention that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay, ma'am. Well, in that case, thank you so much for your time, ma'am. Thank you for your time. Have a nice day, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, bye-bye.